handling the panic of leaving the relative and stepping fully into the absolute. This is a condition that many of us have experienced from time to time in our life. We have had a panicky feeling about the world. We've had a panicky feeling about what's going on in the world and how we are going to be working with it, how it's going to affect us. And this panicky feeling has left us very, very unhappy. We wake up in the middle of the night with a start. We jump up and we think, oh, what is going on? What is the matter? Well, living in the relative world is an illusion, and it's what we do all the time. And that's how we've created ourselves doing. Our reality, however, is absolute. And living in absolute is a totally different picture than living in relative. The relative world is the world where conditions change, where circumstances change, where people change, where circumstances are not always harmonious and not always beneficial to us as we understand them, and we get very uptight about it. We get uptight about our finances. We wish we had more money. We wish we had more abundance, more things to take care of our responsibilities or the responsibilities we like to have. We have the desire to be aware of our health. We'd like to have perfect health. If we are not experiencing perfect health, we think, what can we do? We go to all the outer forms, and they don't seem to be successful. Oh, they help for a while. The medicines and the pills the doctors give us, the psychiatric treatment that we get, the mental treatment that we get, all of these things are helpful for a while, and they are certainly necessary for our relative world. But something inside of us says, there's something more here. There's something greater. There's something more fantastic to our life than what we've ever experienced before. What can we do about it? How can we enter into it? How can we experience that which is far beyond anything we've ever known up to now? And we don't know what to do. We don't know which direction to go. We feel a panic of how do we do it? Where do we do it? What steps do we take to get there? What awareness do we do? We think perhaps by introspection, listening within, we are going to be aware of our divine self, be aware of absolute, be aware of who we really are. Unfortunately, introspection just gives us an experience of who we presently believe that we are. Whatever we might think that in introspection we're going to be aware of God, is we're only aware of God as far as what we're aware of God as now. How do we think of the divine now? How do we think of absolute now? How do we think of these things now? Well, all of these things present us time and time again with all sorts of limitations. And these limitations will not let us give our fullness to who we are, will not let us be the absolute idea that we are. How can we step away from the relative? How can we handle the panic of leaving the relative, which is what we've known all of our lives and which we have been dependent on and which we have felt not necessarily comfortable with, but it's all that we know? How do we leave that for something greater that we have no idea what it is? We listen to an inner voice. We listen to an inner self. And as we listen to this inner self, it says many things to us. It says many happy things and many sad things. It says that we are not subject to our body. We're not subject to our mind. We're not subject to the world in which we live. We are the world in which we live. We are the body in which we live. We are those things. And then we say, well, that doesn't help anything. That merely gives us a deeper pit to mire ourselves in and harder to get out of. And this is very true. This is very true. You see, when we have live in the world, just as we do, and we are subject to it, and we are dependent upon it, any little step that will take us away from our relative point of view is a step of panic. It's a step of tragedy. It's a step taking us from something we're familiar with to something that we are unfamiliar with. And what is it that we're unfamiliar with? Well, we are unfamiliar with being the allness. Oh, no, that's a great idea, being the allness. We don't even know what being something is, but much less being the allness. But being the allness, we are aware of all that exists, and we are subject to none of it. We are aware of everything that is, and yet nothing is individualized in us. Now, that's a heavy point of view. How do we be aware of everything that is and yet be subject to nothing that is? And how do we not be aware of everything that is and live in the absolute oneness of all? These points are panic points. They are points that shake our boat and make us wonder just what is next and what is going to happen to us next. And as we think about what is going to happen to us next, we think, boy, oh boy, this is certainly an unstable situation. It's an unstable situation in which I am, and how do I get out of it, and how do I understand it if I'm in it, and what does it mean to me? Well, handling the panic of leaving the relative and stepping fully into absolute is a very fascinating experience. We have three phrases that we're using that are very positive and very beneficial and very relative. And the phrases are, I like me, I am divine order, I am peace. Now, these phrases are very human and they're very relative, but they are absolutely necessary for making the step from relative to absolute. Because what they do, they balance us. They bring us into a state of equilibrium where we are not uptight, where we are not worried, we are not out of balance. Starting out with I like me, we say, I like me, and I feel good about me. I feel good about who I am and what I am. I feel harmonious with who I am and what I am. And when I feel harmonious with who I am and what I am, I don't really know what that means. All I know is that I feel good. It's like you pick up a little baby who is smiling and happy, and you hold the baby in your arms and you just feel good. Now, what caused you to feel good? Is it some magic inside of you that took place? Was it some magic in the baby that took place? Was it some magic in the experience itself of holding this loving child? But what it is we are tuning in to our divine potential, our divine reality. We are tuning in to our absolute self. We don't know why the baby makes us feel good. We don't know why its presence makes us feel alive and joyous and just absolutely without a thought of negativity. It's an unconditional loving feeling from that baby and from us. And we feel, wow, what a great experience that is. And that's true. What a great experience that is. But it demands from us our absolute one-pointed attention. We cannot pick up this little child that is so happy and so joyful in itself and have thoughts about something else. We cannot pick up the little child and worry about our bills. We cannot pick up the little child and worry about the problems of the world. We pick up the little child and one-pointedly, unconditionally, we love that little infant. We love that little creature with all our heart and soul and being, and we don't even know that. We might be a tough old gut, and we are just not able to love things tenderly. We're not even able to pet a rabbit, but picking up that child stimulate something within us that is our raw reality of absolute. It is our purity, our perfection, our goodness, our wholeness. It is the I like me aspect of our being. It stimulates that I like me aspect of our being into a motion that brings about great and beautiful and fulfilling results in our life. We don't always know that it's happening to us. We don't always know that we're entering into that. But once we do know it, as we do now when we're talking about it, once we do know it, then let's do it often. And let's make that unconditionally loving response to this little child or to any gentle creature or any little creature that could appreciate our love unconditionally. And watch how it builds within us that feeling of assurity, that feeling of confidence, that feeling of oneness. And it allows us to step fully into absolute. It allows us to step fully into unconditional love. It allows us to step fully into being who we really are, into I like me. And as this takes place in our life, it's not just a one-time event. It is continuously. We do this on every circumstance that we possibly can. We come into a negative situation, and the first thing we think of, here's that little baby in my arms, and it is so loving, and so gentle, and is so blessed. I feel at peace with it. I feel peaceful with it. I feel wonderful. And you see, no matter what the situation may be, we have the opportunity to be master of it. Well, now, as we master these situations that come our way, with whatever imagination we want to use, as we master these situations, we build up within ourselves that confidence, that ability to leave the relative and step fully into absolute. It's a great and a wonderful feeling. Now, that's just one area, you might say, of how you can enter into that feeling of leaving the panic behind and living in that unconditionally loving relative step that leads us fully into absolute. I like me, I like me, I like me. Saying those words is a magic panacea that turns our heart from stone to lovely feeling of joy and peace and happiness. I like me, I like me, I like me. Makes us view the entire world in which we live as a great world, and lets us realize as we step from that world to absolute, we take into our awareness of absolute all of the joy and all of the harmony and all of the goodness that we know as I like me. Because this is the foundation stone. It's the stone that opens the way for our inner self and lets us move harmoniously into that wonderful beingness that we are. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. As I say that an infinite number of times every day, my heart just soars in peace and joy and goodness, and I feel so magnificent, I feel so complete, I feel so wonderful. It's a great and a glorious experience. Handling the panic of leaving the relative and stepping fully into absolute has a second step, you might say. I am divine order. So often we feel that we're not in order when we leave one of our physical aspects and move into a spiritual aspect. The physical aspect would be knowing. The spiritual aspect would be believing. Yes, the spiritual aspect could be knowing also, but oftentimes we step from what we know into the unknown, and we feel very unsure of ourselves. We feel very unstable. I am divine order. When I say I am divine order, I am stable. When I say I am divine order, I say that everything I do, I think, I say, I am, is divine order. That's me, the allness of me. And I feel so great about that. I feel so confident about that. I feel so uplifted about that. I am divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. What a wonderful feeling. What a wonderful awareness. What a wonderful attitude for us to have about ourselves. That I am divine order. Everything I do is divine order. Everything I do is in harmony with the ultimate. Everything I do is a reflection of where I am on my pathway to awareness of my absolute self. I am absolute. I am absolute. I am absolute. I say these things, and I repeat these things, and I know these things, and I am these things. This happens as I affirm the truth, I am divine order. Because just saying I am divine order has a way of making our mind peaceful. It has a way of taking away all the panic and all of the uptightness in us about what we are really, what it means to be absolute. And the question is often asked, as I am aware of my absolute self, I am absolute, will I still have my family and my friends and my loved ones around me? Will I still be aware of them? And the answer is, yes, absolutely. Yes, you will be aware of them. Yes, you will know of them. But there will be a new dimension added to the relationship you have with these relative beings. You will be untouched by the experiences that they go through. And or you will create them having experiences that are harmonious, uplifting, supportive, and just magnificent. Oh, but that will take away their free will and their right to be themselves. No. In your world, in my world, whatever I have created in my world is a reflection of me. And so therefore, it has really no free will. It has only the will to be what I have chosen to create it to be. If I choose a dog and I do not train him to be an orderly dog and a good dog, then I have not done my responsibility to that dog as its creator. I created it in my world, and so I created loving, I created supportive, I created following orders, I created being obedient. And if I have a child, I create that child using its inner genius, its inner magic about itself, and just unfolding wonderfully and beautifully. I do not have a responsibility to make it so, but if that is what is in my consciousness about that child, that's what that child will be. That child does not have the capacity to be anything other than what my thought is about it. And if my thought is that child is glorious, beautiful, fantastic, in every way marvelous, then that is the truth. If my thought is the child is troublesome and has problems and what have you, then that's what it has. And the moment I change my thought, that child, it changes. It doesn't really change, it just expresses the harmony that, and the joy and the peace that I originally created it as. And of course, this is true for us too. As we step into our ultimate awareness, as we are aware of our ultimate awareness, we are not touched by a world about us because, well, honestly, we just don't see it. We do not see war. We do not see anything that is not beneficial in our world. We just don't see it. And you say, we're blind to it? No, we just don't see it. In our world, it truly does not exist. And if we create nations of the world in our world, we create them harmonious. We create them peaceful. We create them working in joy and love with one another. And this is what they do. Now, should we give up our creation and turn our creation over to some other point of view, then that's the point of view they would have. As long as we are one-pointed in our thought, that's what our world is. That's what being absolute is. The relative makes us feel that we are subject to what goes on in our world. Absolute makes us realize that every thought we think and every desire we have in our hearts and every concept that we are is instantly responsive in our world. Well, you say sometimes you've had those experiences. That's true. Sometimes we have had those absolute experiences where we lived in that pure consciousness that was unconditionally loving and magnificent in every way. And this, of course, is beautiful. This, of course, is what we would always like to do and what we'd always like to experience. And to a large degree, we do experience just that, but we're not always aware of it. We live in a very good world. We live in a world that has everything in divine order. Occasionally, we will have a bad thought, and so our world will have a bad thought, but only occasionally. The world is not a bad thought. The world is a good thought. And our world is exactly what we believe about it. And the more we see our world as we are the master of our thought, the more we are living in absolute. The more we have left the panic of the relative behind, and we step fully into the allness, the isness, the nowness. And with that in mind, we say our third statement. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. For when we say, I am peace, we put a cause in motion that releases us from all responsibility of otherness in our world. We live in a pure consciousness, in a pure attitude. We live in a feeling of joy, in a feeling of balance, a feeling of honor, a feeling of all that is good and beautiful. And to live in that awareness of all that is good and beautiful means only one thing. It means that we have left the panic of the relative behind, and we have stepped fully into absolute. What a great and marvelous experience. What a thing to happen. And what a nice feeling to let ourselves know that the panic we once felt about being who we are and having to follow a path that we knew little about. And now being that path and living in the awareness of peace. It's such a fulfilling, rewarding, joyous activity that we could hardly believe that it was possible for us. But yet, there it is, and that's who we are. Handling the panic of leaving the relative and stepping fully into absolute is something that I do every moment of my life. As I recognize, I lighten, I am balance, I am peace. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.